This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is set for a new chapter Friday after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union, as EU envoys awaited a briefing on an accord reached only after months of torturous negotiations. The country will now not tumble off a trade cliff edge come January 1st, avoiding a mountain of tariffs and quotas. But major changes are inevitable as Britain definitively quits the EU's single market and free movement with the bloc comes to an end after nearly half a century of integration. Hundreds of lorries arrived at the French port of Calais Friday as authorities scrambled to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after France imposed tougher coronavirus rules. Christmas celebrations have been scaled back around the world because of the COVID pandemic, but the World Health Organization says that's the way it needs to be this year. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
At the Vatican, midnight mass had to be held earlier in the evening to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. There were only 200 people carefully spaced inside the massive St. Peter's Basilica, the same at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Hundreds of millions of people are today making great, heart-wrenching sacrifices by staying apart to stay safe.
He says it's a slap in the face to healthcare workers and first responders for people to ignore the health warnings and congregate over the Christmas holiday.
We must not squander their sacrifices.
COVID-19 has killed more than 1.7 million people around the globe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If you'd like to know more about these or any of the news stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA.